broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Angie King running out of the building.
Out of the building.
Sprocker right behind her.
Sprint.
Jesus.
Hey.
Huh?
He's just kind of getting in with the high folks there.
He's unbelievable.
She gets to be...
He's awesome.
Good interview, Jack. Another good one. Are we done now?
Nope. We still have...
Busher.
Who? Dave Busher, the county commissioner candidate.
How about Mike DeWine? Get him up here.
Might come in.
Well, maybe if Dave can give up his spot, maybe he might let Mike DeWine take
his
spot.
All you got to do is go
I'm
through.
Out next mm-hmm. week, Neil.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Jack's out.
Where are you going?
Business trip.
Where?
I thought you retired.
Well, why are you going to this
Where are you
week?
Going now? Listen to this
Columbus.
One.
Columbus Winery. So you're going to... Oh.
No, it's the work.
You know what we could do? We could take the equipment along and we could... Talk to DeWine next there Wednesday. Dave Busher would be okay with that. We could maybe do him later or something.
Who's Dave Busher running against?
He is running against Holvoit.
Oh, the guy was here.
Don Holvoit.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of his first name.
And Angie's running against
Sophia. Rodriguez.
How many things we got?
How many things like what?
Voting for.
Well, there's a whole bunch.
I'm voting Saturday. I'm going to early vote, sir.
You're early voting?
I did it last time. Me and Woody Smitty went over and got breakfast at Fountain.
Yep, that's a good place. Voted.
Fountain, good breakfast.
Very good.
Yep,
good breakfast.
Right across the street.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yes, sir.
Rocker, Jack, Neil, a cast of thousands here today.
Yes. So here's what we're going to vote for if you really want to know.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
We're just wondering.
All the state things.
Yeah.
State representative.
I'm voting no on everything.
No.
I'm going to have to vote twice and negate your vote then.
I am voting no on everything.
No.
So you want to vote no on the state issue that says that the when a judge sets bail for somebody, that they should not take community safety into account when they set the bail?
You
vote no on that?
You vote yes on issue one.
What's the issue one?
Just that. Yep.
No, I'm voting no.
Issue one would require courts to consider public safety when setting the amount of bail.
Disagree.
Okay. Number two would prohibit...
Zero. Overrated.
Nope.
Issue two would prohibit local governments from allowing a person to vote in local elections if they are not legally qualified to vote in state elections.
No, you should be allowed to vote.
Number three,
okay, sounds like you need to go.
Yeah.
Sounds like you need to go to Yellow Springs and live because that's what that's about.
I'm in.
Yep.
You come with me?
I'm in.
All right.
What are we,
Tigers?
Huh?
Yellow Spring Tigers? What are we?
We're the Yellow Springs Bumblebees.
The Bumblebees.
Yellow
Jackets. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
And you're voting against Sheriff Gray's text
He's out.
To get to jail?
Nope.
Okay, you're voting so the...
who built it?
We did.
No,
now it needs maintained. What person?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How can the roof be bad? 10 years? 12
years?
Well,
no, it's not... No, it's...
15?
I don't care. My roof in my house, 27 years.
It's not necessarily saying they need a new roof. There's going to be maintenance. And that's just... That is not... For just a roof.
Roof.
It's for everything, including the people that work there.
James Taylor. Up on the roof.
Well, that was originally the Drifter. He did do a version of it, but it's awful. The Drifters did the original version.
James Taylor sings up on the roof.
Fiddler on the roof.
How's that go?
But the Drifters did it originally. It's 10 times better with the Drifters.
No, there's another one.
Up on the roof.
That's the Drifters.
I go up where the air.
God dang it. I know.
Jimmy?
Jimmy sings a...
Well, he sang it, but it's not... He didn't do the original.
I think it was the pretender.
stops getting me down.
This is Up on the Roof.
That's not the song I'm talking about.
Well, then you're singing the wrong. That's the words you were singing.
I am. I climb way up. Wait a minute.
Tin Roof.
I know it. I got it right here. Turn that off. Ready?
Tin Roof.
This is the song I'm Rusted. Talking about.
Okay.
Now you guys are going to say, you're right, Bob.
What you got?
Ready?
Well, we were ready 5 seconds ago when you asked us were you ready the first time.
Shut your yappers.
When this old it's the same song. Starts a getting me down, and people yes, this is exactly the same
that's
song.
That's what Jack was singing.
For me except the Drifters did it 10 years before James Taylor. And the Drifters is a lot better.
Really?
Yes.
I liked it.
I think James Taylor sings it better than the Drifters.
I think
well,
you're wrong.
I think it all depends on
what else am I voting no on?
Apparently Drifters. Everything. It doesn't
the Drifters,
matter.
Ow.
How about the town? We got anything?
I don't. Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Town got something? Ow.
Spaghetti dinner?
Ow.
Ow.
Jeez.
No, if you're I voting, get the spaghetti.
If you're voting no on the spaghetti dinner, you are a commie.
Hey.
Never miss
I
the
love
spaghetti,
their spaghetti
dinner.
It's absolutely. Yep. Huh? Who?
Kathy Etzler
didn't
turn off her radio.
Kathy Etzler did not turn off her radio because the Coldwater Cavaliers just beat St. Henry.
Did they?
Yeah.
All right.
Kathy Etzler is driving down the road with her arms honking a horn.
No, she's flying.
Queen, we are the champions.
Yeah.
She ain't touching the road. She's she is floating above.
Yeah, and Chuck Etzler's in the
Frosty Mug.
That's awesome.
Slow
she's in Joe Metzger's Frosty Mug.
Yeah.
Remember that? That's a classic.
That was still the funnest night.
Might have been the funniest night ever.
I don't know if I know what we're talking about,
coming
but I bet it was funny.
The first time we won the regionals.
Yeah.
First time we beat Kalida.
Yeah.
We
it was like we
were out of control. We were everybody out of control.
Wouldn't you love to win something again for recovery?
Well, let's do it.
We're due.
What? We don't win nothing.
We're due.
Maybe you need to start having kids again, Bob.
No. We have the greatest baseball diamond in the United States
awesome
of America.
Awesome baseball diamond.
Good
video.
Down there last night.
You had a good video.
Edmund. Hey.
34?
Say that again.
Nice.
Okay, so two people were talking at the same time. I have no idea what you said.
We came in 34.
How about the school? 34th what?
Academically and academic? All.
Like in the state testing thing.
Okay, so 34th like, in the state?
Yeah, out of all the schools.
Out of
800 schools?
We got 34.
We're number 34.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's big.
Well, I am.
That's pretty good.
I think that's awesome.
Evidently, they didn't use the first graders for because Lane would have got he'd have brought them down,
brought him down a little.
But if it was a test on shooting a groundhog or
drop
what kind
him.
Of combine that is, he'd got 100%.
A plus all the way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But
that's awesome.
We did rocket math the other day, and they didn't do too good.
You weren't too good with the rocket math? Who's going to do rocket math then?
That is so stupid.
What is rocket? What's rocket math? I don't know what that is.
You got to do these maths.
It's a speed test.
Oh.
For your
2 plus 2. 5 plus 3. 7.
15.
It's called multiplication.
It's addition.
And
Lane struggles, and Will's behind him going, 7, 4, 2, 9. And Lane's like,
so he's really pissed off.
Shut up, Will, you stupid, you know.
Some people have it, some people don't.
Yeah.
So we're sitting at home, and I'm explaining to my two daughters the difference between stalagmites and stalactites.
One's upside down, one's backward.
Going up.
The tight ones are coming from the top.
And Erica says, me and Crew learned that when we went to the Ohio Caverns. And Crew looks at her and says, maybe you did.
So I wrote a thing. So they had a thing on the journal, Fort Covey Journal. And Sports Talk, Brent's coming in at 8:30. We'll get Brent on.
Yep.
They had a thing on the journal about academic boosters, and everybody supports academic booster, and everybody, I grossed out Bill and Jack because they wasn't on there, you know. And so I sent it out in a group, Stogler, Texas, and Sam. You know you spelled academic wrong. I didn't know it.
But that's in the past. The current teachers are teaching people to spell better.
They're doing better. They are, no doubt. Yep.
Whoa.
Blew out. Big football game. Friday night.
Yes, sir.
Indians travel to Minster Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Should be a good one. Is that phone ringing?
Nope.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's calling.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Hobbs?
Nope. It's worse than that.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
This hello.
Can't be good.
I thought I was calling in to talk about
don't even
sports,
tell me.
Not talk about rock formations that nobody cares about.
Yeah? So what kind of rock formations are we talking about?
Talk about the rock formation that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to drop in Cleveland this Monday night. Let's
ooh.
Talk about that.
You mean like you got dropped in the wrestling match up in Cleveland there a couple weeks ago when you was crying?
About a lot of things that I don't know about. You talk a lot about things you don't even know anything about.
I know a lot about you getting your ass kicked.
It's the same old stuff with you. You should be a part of the recycling program at Cooper Farms the way you reuse the same jokes over and over and over again.
But you make it so easy. So we're talking to manager Nick Hahn.
Nick Hahn.
Nick Hahn. And the boys.
What?
I want to talk about Joey B and the boys.
I don't really care about the Bengals.
Nope.
Browns and Bengals play this week.
Monday night. Halloween.
I want to open up that right hand and smack the taste out of every Cleveland fan's mouth. I guarantee you, I'm going to do it myself.
Would you like wager? Would you like a friendly wager on the Monday night game?
Uh-oh.
Depends on what you got in mind. Maybe if the Bengals win, maybe you shave your head.
I ain't shaving nothing, Hoss. Ain't got nothing up there now. But I would bet a nice old dinner.
Wait, do I have to go to dinner with you?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Can we have something a little less painful? Can I take Spence to dinner?
Yeah, you
Spence to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil, go.
Yeah.
So we're betting dinner at a cover establishment. I don't know if you know this.
Bowling alley pizza.
But I have enrolled my daughter to be a Fort Recovery Guardian. Now I'll try to get some athletic juices into the community.
Bring it on. Hopefully she doesn't have your athletic ability.
She certainly does, so I apologize. She's probably not going to be worth anything.
When's your first gig at the old Fortside Fieldhouse this year?
Oh, Lord, I have no idea. I'm still in football mode. I'm not worried about basketball yet.
You got some.
You didn't get a playoff game, did you?
I do have a playoff game. It's not around here. It's between Dayton and Springfield, somewhere in that area.
Ooh, road trip.
They must have really been.
But Bubba, I also want to tell you real quick. You guys were talking a lot of trash about my guy Carson Drake going against Mojo McQueen, mm-hmm. and we beat him 1-2-3, no help in the middle of the ring.
I seen the highlights. On Facebook.
So what are the highlights, Bob?
You were very impressed, weren't you?
It was a nice win for the Entourage.
Entourage got a big win?
Yeah, but anyway, hey, Linda, hang up on these clowns. I got work to do.
So Linda hung up.
That guy is
who's Linda?
That guy is a record.
He's a classic.
Yeah. So we was talking, Fee, about the Coldwater Cavaliers moving on to the regionals. Congratulations to Cavaliers and Chuck and Kathy's.
Yep.
Huge friends of our show, and I'm sure they're excited, and we're happy for them.
Who bought? We get Versailles yet?
Versailles, they won last night.
They won.
They beat Tri-Village, or
they play like.
Yeah, I think they beat Tri-Village, but they're in the region. This
Country
final
Day, maybe,
tomorrow.
Or somebody. I thought I seen.
I can't remember who they play.
Might be Fee.
I lost track of it, but
like it.
And then,
whoever it was, I wasn't worried about it.
So. And then tomorrow, you got to think is the state championship Division 4 with Marion Local New Bremen battling it.
That'll be a barn burner.
You imagine that atmosphere?
Ooh, that'll be a barn burner. New Bremen's got one loss to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
That will be some kind of volleyball game.
Yeah.
And just like this game was here, Coldwater won
Coldwater
in four
beat,
games.
Beat Marion Local right in three, is that right?
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. Yep. So
That's it's amazing volleyball.
Yep.
In fact, folks, here's a stat for you. And this is one that I just got, and it's really cool. This is, ready for this one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
48 years in a row since the inception of OHSAA volleyball, the MAC has had at least one team in the regionals.
Is that right?
Wow.
48 years.
Wow. We got pretty good volleyball.
Well, and I'd say that number is hugely higher, number of teams the last 20 years.
Yeah.
It's just.
Right. We have multiple teams there now.
Yeah. It's always just a bunch. I mean, if it's not a MAC school, it's unusual that a MAC school would get beat.
Yeah, I agree with you.
No doubt.
Just Tiffin Calvert competes very well around here with the MAC and a couple of other schools. But other than that, it just,
That's why I was surprised that we lost to Wayne Trace. I thought we would win that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
We weren't in sync. It just seemed a little off.
Seems like we just couldn't get going this year.
Bad night. Yeah.
Yep. No, that's right.
Especially since we had played well the 4, 5, 6 games before that.
Yeah, we were
doing really
there.
Well, and it just.
I think the girls will come back with vengeance.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to work their butts off this off season.
Yeah.
And
there is a lot of bright spots from the younger players that he brought up. I think maybe at the St. Henry Invitational, brought Kayla Heitkamp up, and she served Callie, who's a junior, but she was playing on the JV, brought her up, and she was serving great. Mm-hmm. Kennedy was serving great. That we have some very great young servers.
Yeah.
We're losing a couple of good ones with Audra Bupp and Faith Wendell, but there's some really bright spots back there.
Yeah. So let's take a break, come back, and we'll talk Indian football with Brad Niekamp when he gets here.
Yep.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need for your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice, and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and of course the ground chuck. And it's a good idea to order your holiday party trays now so they can avoid supply chain issues and have everything you need when it's party time in a few weeks. And you want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and some of their fresh pastries. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
They did the Monster Mash.
Halloween festivities in Fort Recovery will be held on Sunday, October 30th. The traditional Halloween parade will start at the high school commons at 3 o'clock, and it will end at Vantrees Park, where the costume judging will start around 3:30. There will be prizes awarded in several categories of costumes. Then it's trick-or-treat time from 4 to 6. Residents, please turn on your porch light if you want the trick-or-treaters to stop. And trick-or-treaters, please only stop at the houses with their porch lights on. Sunday, October 30th, Halloween fun in Fort Recovery. Parade starting at the high school commons at 3, costume judging at Vantrees Park at 3:30, trick-or-treat from 4 to 6.
They did the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smack.
While you're out trick-or-treating this Sunday, you're invited to stop by Christ Chapel, the Red Door Church, for Fall Fest from 2:30 to 5 p.m. In addition to trunk or treat, they're going to have games, crafts, pumpkin painting, and all sorts of refreshments. Old and young, costumes or not, everybody is welcome, so stop by for a minute or spend the afternoon at Fall Fest at Christ Chapel, 105 South Elm Street, from 2:30 to 5.
Sports Talk, Bubba and P.
You ready for trick-or-treaters?
Trick-or-treaters, let's go. Sunday. Yep.
How about your little grandkids? They dressing up?
Yep. They're coming over. Are they? Yep.
We got the Stogler Halloween at Cooper Pavilion on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun. Bill's
awesome.
Bill's always an idiot. So
Bill scares
the crap out of him.
Plus, he dresses up funny, too.
Yeah.
Right. He is always an idiot. But yeah.
And then Sunday's trick-or-treat here in Fort Recovery, correct?
Yes.
Four to six.
So if you got your light on, if you want the little Rugrats, turn your light on. And little kids, if you're out there and the light ain't on, don't come a knocking. So go to the houses with the lights on.
Yep.
2 years ago, I sat outside.
Did you?
It's beautiful out.
Yep.
I can't hear you, bub. How about turning
Big sorry.
Fee? How about Big Fee?
I turned the wrong one off.
Big Fee, you got a copy
back
over
again.
There. Hello there. Hello.
Sorry, Fee.
Hello, partner.
Back again.
So, playoffs start Friday, Fee, and the MAC gets 9 teams in, right? Is that right? 9 out of 10?
Yes.
I believe it was.
Yeah, the only team out is Parkway.
Yep.
St. Henry gets in by beating us. They also beat a Covington team who only played 5 games.
Hmm.
They made the playoffs, beating a 5-game
team
that won one.
And
beating Fort Recovery, who won two or three.
Three.
St. Henry says, we're in, boys.
We're in.
It's all it takes. It's crazy. You like the 16 team?
I think. You know.
Yeah. I do. Why not?
Get more kids in there. What the heck?
What I don't like is they started a week early, and I don't like that. The season, I mean. But I like the extra teams getting in there.
What do you mean start a week early? Like in August?
Yeah, they started. The season started a week early.
What are you going to do, drag it on longer?
Well, we could have it like we used to have it. Which was the it always started the week after the MD tournament, so I could be at the MD tournament and at the football first football game.
So this is just your this is just your selfishness.
I said I like it
yes.
the other way.
He likes it the other way.
Yeah. And look at the matchups, Fee, and it looks like this. And I got to get some.
We got
glasses on.
Glasses?
I can't. I'll tell you.
Can't see nothing.
I think I printed that out for you.
Falling apart.
Can't see nothing either.
Yeah.
So we have, I'm sure Derry would know, but we have what is our first round? We're like 59-3 or something.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Crazy.
When not playing each other.
Yep. When not playing each other. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked like this in Region 7. Anzonia gets the number 1 seed.
Yep.
They lead in computer points. Fort Laramie with the number 2 seed. Mechanicsburg 3, Riverside 4. New Bremen goes to 5 with their loss to Delphus.
Yeah.
I heard the Homan boy did not play in that game.
Did not play.
No.
But was he hurt or were they just
hurt? He was hurt. Yeah, turf toe, so they just rested.
Yeah, a little turf toe.
Okay, good, yeah. good. I'm okay with that. Then.
Minster, the 6th seed. South Charleston, Southeastern 7. Springfield Catholic is 8. So Anzonia plays the 16 team, and that is River East Academy. Riverview East Academy. No idea where that's at.
No idea where that's at.
Fort Laramie, St. Henry battled out in the battle of the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanicsburg and Lachlan battle 3-14. Riverside, Layman Catholic. That's the game I wanted. I wanted Riverside.
Riverside?
Yeah, I just thought that that'd be a perfect opener.
Yeah.
Yep.
New Bremen, Cedarville. That's a 5-12. Look for Bremen to roll on that one. Fort Recovery and Minster. We're going to get Coach Niekamp's going to be rolling here any second. We'll get his thoughts on that.
See what he's thinking. And I heard, we kind of heard through the grapevine this weekend, is the Minster's quarterback.
I think he's in.
He's all right?
He's going to play.
Because they were kind of saying he might be injured. Or
yeah, he didn't play last week.
And that might be a deal like the Homan kid.
Yeah,
rest him. Ain't no sense. Yeah. We ain't going to gain him anything to win, bro.
No, that's right. South Charleston Southeastern plays the Cincinnati College Prep.
Mm-hmm.
No clue where that is,
somewhere in Cincinnati.
And then Springfield Catholic plays St. Bernard Elwood Place.
St. Bernard Elwood Place.
Yep. Number 9 seed.
That's who I was thinking we might be able to catch, St. Bernard Elwood Place.
And in Division 6, Marion Local, of course. Marion Local beat Coldwater 35-0. Marion Local is
of course, Coldwater had their third string.
You put them down as the best.
Coldwater could have Bart Starr quarterback, and they ain't going to beat them.
Yep, I believe you're right.
Yeah, Marion Local.
Especially since Bart's probably 80 now. But
Marion Local beats Cleveland.
Marion Local.
Yeah.
Marion Local.
Browns, Cleveland against Marion Local. I'm going with the Pliers.
If Marion Local, how good are they?
Defensively. Gordon, that's about 2 weeks ago, the best Division 6 team in the country.
I would say that, like, if you was going to say Marion Local, where you would stack them up as, defensively, they could compete in D2.
Oh, I'd have to say you're right.
Yeah.
I would say they would compete in D2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if they went up and start playing some of them teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but the other teams, those teams won't play them because they don't gain very many points at all if they win, and they got a lot to lose.
Now, Marion's relatively young. I would love to see Marion. I would give each kid on both teams a $100 bill just to make it happen. Marion versus like a Moeller.
See what happens.
Whoa. Well, pay the kids.
No, only give it to the starters because Moeller has 120 kids.
No, we got
to
pay them. That's what it cost us. Marion's got 90.
Yes, because they got 100 too.
Yeah. Damnest thing I've ever seen.
$200.
It's going to cost us.
People times $100. So that's over $1,000.
No problem.
Boom. Marion Local, the number one seed, plays the Anna Rockets. I look for Marion to roll. Anna's not terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
No, but they're not Marion Local.
But they're not Marion Local.
They ain't Marion Local.
Yeah. Allen East and Lucasville Valley, the 215 seed. Allen East. Now, help me out here. Did we play those guys a few years ago?
It seems like we did.
In the playoffs deal? Didn't we go up there?
We went to Ada. I don't remember Allen East. We might have.
Yeah, we did play Ada.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. Tri-Village, the number 3 seed, plays Deer Park out of Cincinnati, 314. Versailles Tigers, another good team.
Good team.
And they play National Trail, and I look for Versailles to roll over
there. They'll roll there, yeah.
I look for a Versailles-Marion matchup there.
Yeah.
Williamsburg is a 5, and they take on Twin Valley South. Cincinnati Country Day is 6, and they are 11. They play Beaver Eastern.
Beaver Eastern.
Well, Bainbridge Valley, the number 7 seed, plays Chillicothe Huntington. And 8-9 is West Liberty Salem versus Lewisburg Triad. That would be we would compete against those two teams.
Yeah. Well, I think didn't Urbana beat West Liberty Salem? They beat some team like that the first week, and then we beat them the second week. We beat Urbana the second week.
And Region 5, this is Division 5, Region 18, Liberty Center, number 1 seed. They play Port Clinton. Elwood Bloomdale plays Delta. That's a 215. Eastwood Pemberville plays Fredericktown at 314. Coldwater plays North Union, a team we're familiar with. We played them a couple years ago as our opener.
Yeah.
Coldwater, and I don't know the status of I text Block. It looks like this kid was going to be out about 4 weeks on the best side.
Blazing game?
Yeah. So he missed last week, misses this week. Coldwater would have to win a couple games for him to have a chance of coming back. And it's possible.
Well, I thought he had a fracture. It wasn't a fracture?
Yeah, he had surgery. But it was like a
minor thing or something, maybe?
Yeah.
I think when they had the Hollermert kid the second, or after he was hurt, I thought he did pretty well. So if he can come back, they'll be okay.
Yeah, they're not going to play anybody better than Marion. So.
If they get down to their third person, who probably hasn't taken 10 snaps all year till he played that game, you know, that's tough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number 5 seed is Huron. They play Edison and Milan. Milan. You ever heard of Milan?
Nope.
Oak Harbor, the 6 seed, plays Genoa Area. Oak
Harbor. Seen them down at State Basketball.
Yeah, Oak Harbor.
Christy?
Highland Marengo versus Tenora. Now, I've never heard of Highland Marengo. Genoa Area. These teams I've never heard of. Edison.
Yep.
Archibald plays Liberty Bend, the 8-9. And that'll be a good matchup. Liberty Bend.
Good one.
That's old Tyler Niekamp's school up there. Tyler's.
They're in the neighborhood of each other. There.
Absolutely. So that's the playoffs that we're going over. If you look at the stats this year, the Indians finished the season 3-7.
And
you know, we averaged 16.9 points a game and gave up 29.3.
Yeah.
So we just could not. And
you know, the 16 points in offense, how many times did we run the thing?
20 to 20s.
All the way down to the 20 and just couldn't get a point out of it. You know, we were pretty darn good moving it right from the get-go a couple of times in a couple of different games, and Minster was one of them. You know, and they,
yeah.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. The Minster game was 40 to 21 or whatever, but that was
41.
It was a lot closer than that, I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. We had when they know we have to start passing, they can. Only have to play defense one way.
I just thought
that makes
it
easy.
Pretty evenly matched, I thought at first, but they tackled a little better than we did that game. And
that particular game, yes.
We just had a bad time tackling. And
yeah, it glared that we didn't wrap up.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I think you guys mentioned it. And then, like I said, I think the coach was listening. And so they started tackling better.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. You know, we start out with Wayne Trace, a game that if we stay healthy, we win.
I agree.
Yep. Ain't no doubt in my mind that we win that game. And then we go and beat Urbana, the team that carried us into the playoffs, 26-21.
Big win.
That was a great win. And then we got the Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers are the Cavaliers. And that's one of those games where we just have to keep trying to get better. And then we go to Minster, and that's the game, Fee. That you talked about, you and Calpe did it, where we just couldn't wrap up the quarterback.
Yeah, I had a hard time tackling that guy that night. He was pretty darn good. And, you know, I still think that's two close teams. I think there's two teams that are pretty evenly matched. It could be interesting. It's going to be a good game.
I agree with you. Coach Niekamp just walked in. We're going to take a break, pay some bills, come back in. We're going to pick his brain. Coach Niekamp, the Indians, coming back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
It's football playoff time, and our Indians finished in the 12th position and will play the 5th position, Minster, this Friday night at 7 o'clock. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game live with a pregame show starting at 6:40. Tickets will not be available at the gate and must be purchased online at ohsaa.org/tickets. Make your plans now to get to Minster this Friday evening to help cheer on our Indians as they look to avenge their regular season 41-21 loss to the Wildcats and move on in the playoffs. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back with Bubba V.
God love her.
Man, that giggle awesome. Every time.
Yeah. We could. You just play that the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to listen to this guy anyway.
They don't want to hear you. They might want to hear the coach.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and joined by Coach Niekamp. Coach, thanks for coming up.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
MAC meeting tonight?
Yep.
Football?
Yep.
MAC meeting?
Did we have any first teamers?
Liberty
ain't told him yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably right. Want to tell them before no. Us.
I'm gonna.
I never even thought about that.
Well, that's a really good idea.
I haven't told the boys yet.
Yeah probably.
Yeah, we might want to let you do that.
That's a really good idea.
Find out tomorrow.
Yeah. Coach, you know when you start the season out, and as a Fort Recovery Indian, I think you want to get better. I think that realistically, your chances of winning this conference is
pretty tough
when you have
especially this year
the upper, but one goal you have every year is to make the playoffs, and coach I think that that's something that, God dang, I'm proud of.
Oh, no question. You know, to be able to play another week, to get to prepare for an opponent in the 11th week, that's special. That's special. And, you know, we had a few games where the ball didn't bounce our way, but we were able to win enough to get in. You know, that Urbana win was just huge.
Yeah. Big
win.
A
Division IV team that goes and wins, you know, eight games, that goes 8-2. They're playing pretty well right now.
Now, when we played them, they weren't missing anybody, were they?
That really tough player,
I think, was his first week back.
By the end of that game, we were missing a lot more players than they were.
Yeah.
We were
walking wounded.
Yeah, we were limping through the end of that one, but we pulled it out. And, you know, we had a heartbreaker last week.
Yeah.
At St. Henry, which I felt like in a lot of phases we played pretty well. Felt like we did a lot of really good things. And those kind of games, you know, they come down to a play here or there, especially, you know, a one-point game. There's so much of that that's the bounce of a ball or the situation. And, you know, that's even true of, you know, games that are a couple scores. There's so many times where there's something that happens in a game where there's a 14-point swing, you know.
Yeah.
A turnover, a touchdown, a kickoff return, which, you know, those are things that happened the last time that we played Minster.
Sure. Yeah,
you know, that was, you know, the final score was like three scores. But, you know, we have a chance to – I think we got within one score. They run the kickoff back.
We fumble at the –
We scored. We scored and it got called back for holding, and then and so we backed up, and then we didn't. You know, then we're, you know, 1st and 20.
Yeah.
Going in, so you know, those kind of things. Those easily can go either way, and when you have a season where a lot of those go your way, you don't think about them near as much as when they go the other way.
Ain't that the truth?
And you know, same kind of goes for injuries. You know, in the middle of the year, we had quite a few guys out, you know, here and there, different games. And I don't know which week it was, but Cale Rammel comes to me and goes, "You know what, Coach? I just thought of this. Last year, nobody got hurt."
Mm.
I said, "I know, and thank God, because we had like 30 guys."
Yeah, yeah.
But that was just one of those years. We were able to stay healthy. And sometimes I think with a small team, when you do get the injury bug, it kind of snowballs, because then you're shuffling this guy to this spot and he might, you know, I don't know, it seems to work that way. I might be wrong, but that kind of seems to happen. So yeah, but here we are, you know, week 11. We get into play an opponent that we you know, felt like we had a very competitive game with the first time. I feel like we match up okay with them. You know, you mentioned their quarterback, and he's a stud. Rogan Steffi is a stud.
He is a stud.
You know, so we got some work to do with him. But in a lot of areas, I felt like we matched up pretty well with them in that game. And, you know, our guys are excited.
The history of Fort Recovery Minster football, and when, you know, you talk about Sander being our rival, but in the history of football
it's probably that
we have had our best games. We lost some.
Yeah, absolutely.
Games where you walked out saying, "That was one hell of a high school football game."
Yeah,
and Minster is exactly that kind of that. That's them against us.
Yeah. And you're right. You know, St. Henry's our neighbor, and they're that, you know, that rivalry team that we always want to beat. But through a stretch of years there, Minster has definitely become that team, and I think it's because of, you know, meeting them in the playoffs and playing them twice in the same year. You know, multiple times. Them winning some big games, us winning some big games.
Was it back-to-back? One year they beat us in the playoffs, and then they went to state, and the next year we beat them, and we won state? Is that
how
that went?
Yeah. Well, in
back-to-back? I was thinking that was...
In 2015, they beat us in a close game in the regular season here, and then we beat them in the playoffs and went on and won state.
Yep.
The following year, it was reversed. We beat them in the regular season.
Oh,
they beat us in the regional finals, and then they lost the last game, but they made it to state. And then the next few years after that were just like back and forth.
We had
wars.
Good games.
Yeah, we had one where I think they stopped us. They stopped us at the goal line, I think.
Yeah.
And we thought we scored. Yeah. We were standing down there going crazy.
Yeah, because we thought we were in.
We were going to kill that ref.
Yep.
No, we don't do that. We don't get mad at refs.
Was that Nick Hahn? Was it Nick Hahn that official?
That was in the tournament game. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Was that
it was right before half. It was in the 2016 tournament game when they beat us. It was right before half. We were sure we scored.
We were at the goal line going crazy.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Coach, you going back to Sandra game and you know, we outgained them by 110 yards or something like that. We had numerous opportunities. When you look at that game and as you go in the locker room, what do you say to the guys there? Dang it, you know, where do we miss out on, you know, what happened to that game where, dang it, we just fell a little short?
It was really sort of a strength on strength kind of game. Or maybe that's not the right way to put it, but we could throw the ball and they could run the ball, and each team had trouble stopping the other, you know, from doing that. The matchup just kind of worked that way. They were a little better up front than us. They had that, you know, that Quinter kid. He's a monster.
Yeah,
he is. And they moved him around effectively and ran behind him. The Wendell kid, their tailback, I thought was a tough nose runner. So they did that effectively, and them being able to do that limited possessions for us, you know, because we could go up and down the field throwing the ball, and we could do it pretty fast, but they were able to do that. On the flip side, we had a better matchup on the back end and in the secondary. So, you know, they had a hard time matching up with Troy and Reese and Riggs, who all had nice games. Troy had a tremendous game,
you
know, 13 sure catches and just under 200 yards. Cale did a great job of reading and getting the ball spread around, and we protected really well, which St. Henry, again, their answer when you're hurting them throwing the ball is going to be
pressure,
blitz, you know, go get them, and we did that well. So it, you know, the game really comes down to probably us not scoring first, not scoring on that first possession, which we, you know, drive it right down, you know, stall out, kick field goal and miss it.
And, which I thought he made, by the way. I was standing right behind the goalpost.
It was really close.
Close. Wind blew it over.
Yeah.
Now, was that one of the ones that went 400 feet above the goalpost?
No, that was later. He hit the highest kick I've ever seen.
There's a couple of them that, you know, if the wind blows it, once it get past the goalpost, the official might not be able to tell it.
Then later in the game, it was their drive in the third quarter where they scored. You know, we had two times in that drive where we had chances to get off the field, and we didn't. You know, they made nice plays. You know, they rolled out, made that crazy throw back across the field to Hayden Beckman for the first down, and then on the fourth down, I can't remember who he hit. But if those two things are flipped, then we get a two-score lead in a game like that. We completely take control because they really don't want to throw.
Right.
So it's the flow of those games are so, you know, so much of that has a lot to do with it.
Did you know you were going to go for two if we scored a touchdown? No.
At the time I did because Bo came to me after the last defensive series and says, I can't kick. I twisted my knee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said, I can't kick. So then I had to decide, well, do I kick with Owen Kanapke, who's plenty capable kicker, but he didn't have the reps, you know.
Yep.
So I thought, well, the timing of it and everything, you know, we're probably the chances are probably better of us making one of our 2-point plays here than you know, trying that.
Kicking
so and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking we probably got to score again anyway.
Yeah,
you know, so you know, so we went for two, and I thought we had a decent play there. I thought we had a chance to get Riggs, Toby on the slant on the backside, and it just wasn't there, and they got a little pressure, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
You got the Minster Wildcats now coming up, and this week in practice, everything's out the window. We're all 0-0.
Yeah.
This week in practice has been kids been fired up.
It's been great. Something that we decided to do, and Coach Shane brought it up in our meeting Sunday night, was to practice on the game field. And the weather's cooperated. You know, we've had such a dry fall that, you know, there's really not much damage we can do. Yeah. Our practices are fairly short by this time of the year.
Yeah.
So it's fun for the guys to just walk out the locker room, go out on the game field, and practice out there. Yeah. So
And with no more games on that field, you know.
Yeah.
If you hurt it a little bit, you know, it's got a year to.
It'll be back.
Yeah. So that's fun. And one thing we do when we have the postseason is, you know, the JV guys, the younger guys, they're done playing games. So we always try to do some kind of fun little scrimmage with them at the end, you know. Yeah. Nothing real big because we don't have that many of those guys, but just something that is fun for them, and then keeping them developing, because one thing I mentioned to them that they got to take advantage of this week is another week of development. You know, in baseball, you can play games all year long. In basketball, you can play games all year long. We can only do what we do during the season.
You're
only allowed to put your pads on and go do those things, you know, in the season. So, you know, we had a fun thing with those guys yesterday at the end of practice where we put the ball in the 20 going in, and, you know, we split up the younger guys as best we could and said, all right, go. And, you know, ran some plays and tried to score, and of course, you know, I'm coaching up the offense trying to score, and Speedy's coaching up the defense trying to stop us, and you know, it's fun for those guys. And the older guys that are out, you know, they become like the officials, and they're spotting the ball and hooting and hollering and
absolutely.
Everything. Absolutely, it's fun. That's one of the cool things about the postseason for us.
Yep. So, Coach, do you? I mean, I kind of talked to Bubba about it and Calpe too when we did the games. We seemed like this year we were 20-20. We were like one of the best teams I've ever seen. We moved the ball so good. So do you come up with some new plays that now, or you look back and say that did not work against Minster? You know, let's stay away from that. Let's try something different. Or is that anything you do, like when you get to the playoffs? And because you've both seen each other now, so
there's probably, like, I think it's like an old saying, like two teams never play each other twice. Because you're both different by the time you come around the
second
probably time.
True. Yeah.
And that's true of us, and it's true of them. It's kind of weird because we're almost mirror images of each other in that early in the year we were both trying to run the ball a lot more. As the year's gone on, they've thrown a lot more, and so have we.
I
think we've both kind of found that about ourselves through the course of the season, like, oh, this is what we're really, you know, better at. These are some ways we can get the ball to our best players. So it's going to be different. But I think that difference is not so much, well, here's what happened last time, because that was like 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So now it's just more of what we're doing well now versus what they're doing well now, and how can we, you know,
make it work.
Well, you got two teams here that are so similar because – We were very competitive against everybody until we played Coldwater and Minster, or Coldwater and Marion. And they're the exact same way. When they beat us, they used that win. They got as a stepping stone.
Right.
They are playing some good football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something where, you know, that they got some winnable games after they played us.
Right.
And they kept getting better and better.
Right.
And of course, then they play the Marion and.
Right.
And it's one of those deals. So when we go out there Friday night, I just think this is going to be one hell of a high school football game.
Oh, no question.
I think it is, too.
No question. I think it's a great matchup, and I think it's going to be a really exciting game. I think our guys are excited to compete, and, you know, hopefully we can advance to week 12.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at that game, and I remember Calvin and I saying it that night, I ain't scared of these guys. You know, after we played the game, I thought, you know, you look at the score was a little different, but I think that was two teams going at it that are pretty darn even.
Yeah.
And like you said, they both do the same stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, and the games a lot of times come down to matchup. Like, you know, I mentioned the matchup with St. Henry and where they were strong versus where we're strong. I think we match up a little bit better with Minster up front. Now, on the skill guys, that's a little tougher match. Like, that's I think, a very even matchup. But there's not that – I don't think there's that distinct advantage anywhere for one team or the other. So, it's, you know, going to be
and
be execution. And
like you talked about in the beginning, you need some breaks. You know, you need some breaks to go your way.
Sure.
And when they do, you know, That's awesome. That's right. What we got to have.
Right.
Let's take a break, come back. We're going to talk about some individual kids so far. And we'll be right back. Coach Niekamp, right after this.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here's a way you can support a local business and help support the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala. All through October and November, a portion of every fuel transaction at Fort Site Fuel will go to the Christmas Gala Fund to help people in and around the Fort Recovery area. The Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala has helped dozens of families over the past 5 years who were going through difficult situations in their lives, and here's a great way you can help out other local families. It's a win-win. You can support Fort Site Fuel, one of our new businesses here in Fort Recovery, and help out your friends and neighbors who might be going through medical or financial difficulties. We want to give a big thank you to the folks at Fort Site Fuel for their continued support of local nonprofit groups.
We're back with Bubba V.
Bubba V.
Bubba V.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Neil on the boards. Hi, Neil.
Neil the man.
Hi, Bob. I didn't
know you
were
here. You're looking good as always.
Well, yeah. Just can't help it.
Yep. Mixed my good partner, Mr. Harold Felix.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Across the way. And the football coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Coach Brent Niekamp.
Yep.
Coach, we broke down the Indians St. Henry game. We talked about Minster and what they bring to the table and how good a game this is going to be Friday night. Get your tickets. Remember, folks, you got to get them online.
Yep.
If
yep.
you go to Minster thinking I'm going to buy a ticket there, guess what?
You're going home.
You're going to McDonald's or Bud's Pizza or somewhere because you ain't getting
Willie's.
Yep. Willie's, yeah.
Yep. Willie's.
So make sure you get your ticket online and get over there and support these Indians because this is going to be a good one.
Yep.
When you looked at the breakdown and you seen we were Friday night, do you have any idea? I mean, I know you got a couple guys who are really good at reading computer points. Did we have any idea how this thing was going? Did you have a pretty good idea we was going to play Minster?
I think there's a few guys that number crunch that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joe Idol has all the postings, but then like Drew Pasteur, the Fantastic 50, he does a lot of like the models of, you know, probabilities and based on past performance. And so based on that, the highest percentages he had were us to play either Riverside or Minster.
Yeah.
We had a pretty decent idea.
We knew who was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If we would have won, would it have made any difference?
Yeah, we would have. Probably. We would have probably moved up because Urbana won. Urbana won big, and Delphus won.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Delphus beat New Bremen.
Yeah.
So that was.
Second tier points wide open.
Yeah, that's right.
Hmm. When you look back at the season, Brent, and you look at the MAC, and it never disappoints. I mean, it's just a freak show.
It is incredible
of talent in this conference, and we know going in, and we wouldn't want to be in any other conference because it's just something where we beat the crap out of each other, but at the end we shake hands, and we have 9 teams in the playoffs. And Anna plays Marion, and we play Minster. But when you look at the top-heavy teams, and you look at that Marion-Coldwater game, Marion is – they're just – they're something, ain't they?
They're something else. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Yeah, Marion's a phenomenal team this year. The speed that they have on defense is overwhelming, and it's even overwhelming to a team like Coldwater. You know, we had the MAC meeting, the coaches meeting tonight, and before the meeting, you know, we're all just sitting there kind of shooting the breeze, and you know, Chip was kind of saying that to Tim, like, you know, even things like, geez, your kickoff team's so fast. You know, we couldn't keep up getting down the field and setting up to block. And, you know, so those kind of things show up even, you know, with the two very top programs.
Yeah.
You know, Marion has a pretty awesome group of kids right now.
Wow. Your team this year, from start to where we're at now, would you say that you're happy where we're at? Would you say that grade your team right now as far as from beginning to where you're at now?
You mean our progress?
Yes. Yeah.
No, we've made plenty of progress. And I think, you know, looking back, you always think about the games that you would like to have back, you know, plays you would like to have back. And there's plenty of those. But, you know, we're definitely a different team today than we were when we lined up and played Wayne Trace in August. I think we found out some things about ourselves. I think we've evolved in a few areas. You know, offensively, the last, what is it now? The last three games, you know, we've thrown for a lot of yards. We've had a lot of success putting the ball in the air. Kale's gotten a lot more comfortable. We've figured out some ways to get the ball to Riggs and Troy and Reese on the edges, and I think that's a compliment to our running game. You know, it didn't show up very much Friday because of the matchup that I mentioned, but I do think that that's going to serve us well in being able to spread the ball out and then also run it. So I think we're finding our way, and you know, this is a good time of the year to do it.
Yep, absolutely.
Fee talked a little bit during the break about some of the kids that he thought has really improved. And he brought up that Connor Kakai, is that his
Kakala.
Name?
Kakala.
Kakala.
Kakala. Yeah.
And you said you've just been really impressed with how he's played this year. So kids like that, that's why you coach.
Yeah, no question. You know, Connor really didn't play much at all last year. We didn't really have a JV team. He was a sophomore. So he was pretty much a scout team guy all year. He played like two JV games before we had to fold that up. He might have gotten in and done a little special teams work last year, but I don't think it was very much. But then he really developed over the winter, worked really, really hard in the weight room, ran track, really developed some speed and some pop in his step. And this year he's a guy who can play on Friday nights. And that's a testament to that work he did, you know, all through the off season in the weight room. And you're right, it did show up Friday, what a lot of people probably don't know. He was playing defense early in the year when Wes Bechtel got hurt. Then he played offense as well, mm-hmm. And that probably hurt his defensive play a little bit because, you know, he's not a huge guy, but he's quick.
Yeah.
So I think when Wes was back Friday, and Connor could play on one side of the ball, then you got to see him play really, really hard and really fast because he was a lot fresher.
Yeah.
Yep.
You, health-wise, are we – where are we at?
We're – with the varsity guys, we're as healthy as we've been. We have there's a few freshmen that haven't been practicing because they went out. You know, last week they got a little dinged up in the last freshman game with St. Henry. But other than that, we're pretty healthy.
We talk about your seniors and your quarterback. He missed a couple games for his injury, but he is really a good football player.
He's pretty special.
Yeah, he's improved a lot throughout the year, and he's got such a great attitude, and he's really got really good leadership skills. He sets a really good example for our young players. Prepares hard, asks questions, you know, wants to know what we're doing, why we're doing it. And I think that's had a lot to do with his growth and his comfort level. Early in the year, I think playing against a team like St. Henry that can pressure the way they do, I think he would have had some trouble. but he really, you know, handled them well, threw for whatever it was, 316 yards and three touchdowns. And so I'm happy with the level that he's playing at right now, and I think it makes us a different team. And he's done a good job of bringing other guys along, and we've got a lot of driven guys. You know, who it's really important to him. You know, Bo is a warrior. Bo is an absolute warrior on both sides of the ball. Troy Homan is a warrior on both sides of the ball. You know, there's, I was teasing him Friday night because he comes out at halftime. We get back on the field. He starts jogging around, walks off to the side right before we go on the field, throws up right in front of the chain gang. I was teasing him because I showed him a video. I showed all the guys a video of that Tennessee player playing against Alabama, yeah. When that guard throws up and then looks at the nose guard and like points at him like, "I'm coming to get you, buddy." Like, yeah, this don't bother me for a second.
No need intimidation.
And that's, I said, guys, just remember, when you think you're playing really hard, think about this dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
yeah,
we're talking about toughness. But, yeah, but man, you know, awesome. but Troy does that. So that's a solid bunch. That kind of, I think, drives the effort level.
Let's talk about your program, little guys, JV, freshmen. Let's talk about them guys this year, because I went to a couple junior high games, seen that JV team play a couple games. We got a lot of kids that are pretty dang good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the seventh graders won one, and my son Andy's on that team.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he's,
yeah.
Those guys are learning how to be football players.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny when he would come home and start explaining football to Dad. Those conversations were kind of interesting.
I bet them are.
But you know, every day that he came home and just had a huge smile on his face, and I said, "How was practice?" It was great. Yeah. Every day of practice or every day of the game, it was the greatest day of my life.
Yeah,
it was the funnest thing I ever did. So that was cool to watch those guys go through that season. The eighth grade had a nice season. I can't remember their record off the top of my head, but they had some nice wins, and it's a good group. It's a, you know, a physical group. Some big guys. Breaker Judy had a really nice year as an eighth grader. Grant Fort Camp. Carter Fort Camp, right? I think of Carter Fort.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Brady Evers, Brody Bargie. Yeah, those guys, they did a lot of good things. So, you know, I'm excited to get a hold of those guys as freshmen. And our JV team, our JV guys, JV/freshmen, we played a little bit of both. Those guys were competitive. You know, we saw a lot of growth in them throughout the year. You know, it's, you got to remind them, you know, I think our freshman team lost to Anna like 6-0. And those guys come in the locker room and they're all, you know, got their heads hanging a little bit. And you got to say, look, guys, you're playing pretty good ball, you know. Yeah. We understand we couldn't score any points. You guys don't have Alex and Reese playing with you right now.
Right.
Like, keep that in perspective. So you held this team at 6 points. You know, just slugging it out with them.
With at least two people playing out of position.
Right.
Because they had to fill in for that. And then that leaves a position they were in before.
We say, sorry, so. Colson, you're not a quarterback. You're playing quarterback now, but you're a football player. You're going to play what you need to play.
Yeah.
But down the road, you're going to be a running back. You're going to be a receiver. You know, the truth is, you don't know what you're going to be when you get older.
Absolutely.
Those guys is always, don't get married to your position.
Yeah. If those freshmen were that are playing varsity were on the freshman team, who would be the quarterback? That'd be
Alex.
Alex.
Okay. Alex. Yeah. Yeah. Alex is. He reps quarterback in practice.
Yeah. I didn't know if Wendell would be. Didn't know where he was.
He plays running back.
Yeah.
So you know, and that's. That's just one of those things that happens with those guys. They get caught up in the moment, get caught up in the game. Sometimes you got to take a step back and say, look, guys, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You got, and we're going to let you go. I know you've been a long day. You got to tell a story about Andy catching a ball. I was laughing
Is that the day you peed your pants?
Was it the first scrimmage?
First scrimmage.
Yeah. First scrimmage. Yeah.
First 7th grade scrimmage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those guys are playing at Versailles scrimmaging, and Andy's playing center. And they try a pass play, and it's a jailbreak. Everybody's running through, you know, right up Dilworth's nose, and he just kind of closes his eyes and tries to get rid of the ball. And Andy happened to be, of course, because he missed his block or something. He didn't do his job. He was turned around trying to see what happened to the quarterback, and the ball comes right to him, and he catches it.
He's open.
And he runs for about 3 yards and gets tackled. And he comes home and tells his mom, "Hey, I caught a pass today." And she goes, "Oh, that's nice." You know, she's like encouraging.
That's good.
And I'm sitting there with my, you know, hand on my head, shaking my head. She goes, "What? What? Isn't that good?" I said, "No, he was playing center."
Ineligible receiver.
Kim's hugging him.
Great job.
So proud of you, Andy.
I'm sitting there going, "Make your block so your quarterback can get rid of the ball."
There was a college team.
I seen that.
And I sent it to you, Cody, yeah, and Greg.
It's a classic.
The center, and you'll love this, had 4 bad snaps.
I saw that.
Yeah, and I sent that to, remember when Greg and played Minster? Cody was the center, and Greg.
Saturday morning.
Was a freshman game? Or?
They literally, it was, yeah, I think it was a freshman game.
Yeah.
They literally had 4th and 60.
And 62.
Cody just kept shooting it over. He'd run back here. They'd just pile up on Greg, and he'd get up. Cody gives that. I'm sorry.
They got
the kid over him's got his mustache, and he said, "Not running down." He's not looking at me. He goes, "He's gonna kill me."
Cody said, "And it was 4th down." Greg said, "Can you snap to me?" Cody said, "The kid's got a mustache. He's gonna kill me."
He says, "He's gonna kill me."
Oh, I love it. There just ain't nothing like football. It really ain't.
No.
That's the stuff that you know, the kids, they, well, you know, I don't know how to play or whatever, but just little stuff like that, like them guys will never forget that.
No.
I mean, that'll be something, right. And I guarantee you, Andy's going to be the same way. You're going to be laughing. He could turn into the best lineman ever for recovery, but yeah, he'll remember that. I guarantee he'll be laughing about it, going, "Yeah, I did got to miss
it." Well, I won't let him forget it.
That's for sure.
Right. Coach, thanks for coming up, buddy.
Yeah, and good luck Friday
night.
Good luck, buddy.
And I think that's going to do us for Sports Talk.
Got any?
Remember, Friday, get your ticket online.
OHSAA.org/tickets.
.org/tickets. There you go. That's from Extinct.
Have anything we need to talk about the Buckeyes or anything?
Penn State. Noon Saturday.
Is it noon?
Noon Saturday. Whiteout.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured they'd do it at night.
Yeah. Nope. Noon Saturday. And it's a big one. This is about their... This is it.
This will be a toughie, on the road.
Penn State's playing a little better, but yeah. I look for Ohio State. They're just too many weapons.
They got a lot of weapons.
So, for my good friend, Mr. Harold, for the Coach Cam, Spencey, Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street.
We'll see you next week, folks.
Next week.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.